Sports Day for Kia.
Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company. So much different sport over the course of the weekend. The Wildcats, the Glory, the Force, and the Eagles and the Dockers all in action. And let's have a chat about the hot topic for Repco. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, you visit repcoservice.com.
Well, Carl, a week is a long time in footy. This time last week, we're talking a little bit about the West Coast Eagles and their underdone players and how good maybe the Fremantle Dockers were going to be this season. And it all turned pear shape in that first quarter when Rory Lobb went down. Then Michael Walters a little bit later with his injury. But the Eagles were good. They're going to be contenders again this year. And I think they've got a couple new champion players. Liam Ryan certainly is in that category. And Brad Shepherd has probably been there for a while. But I think they're now their two most important players the way that they play. Shepherd, he really did a blanket job on Michael Walters for the most part of that match.
The only mistake he made is when he dived at Banfield's leg and he got a free kick for putting himself down where angels say fear to tread, but not anymore, Hayes. When you do that sort of dangerous act, you should have a free kick paid against you. And the same one when it came to my man Zach Langdon and Nathan Fyfe, both committed to the footy, a clash of heads, and somehow Nathan Fyfe came up with a free kick. Couple of bad mistakes by the umpires.
Yeah, certainly got that wrong. Jeremy McGovern, no case to answer for him on Lockie Schultz. And Darcy Tucker, though, he got a $2,000 fine for rough contact with his tackle against Luke Shuey. Pinned an arm, dangerous movement, he gets the $2,000.
With the injuries to Lobb and Walters, what do you think is going to happen there, Hayes? Because they are two key players for that Dockers forward line, or were.
They certainly are. Well, they've got Tracy, but he's got work to do. You can't expect too much from him. Fyfe will play a little bit more forward, but they have to make a decision on one of their key defenders to go forward, because it was good to see Pearce and Hamling back, and both of them show that they can play at the level, no doubt.
A little bit earlier today, the Western Bulldogs were victorious over the Melbourne Football Club. We'll have a yak about that next. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. You book at repcoservice.com. And the Kia Sorento, winner of car sales, car of the year. Well done to Kia. We'll be back soon.
Sports Day for Kia.
Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have this man. He's been playing footy today, earlier today, and it was the Western Bulldogs victorious over the Melbourne Football Club, 15-16 to 10 goals 7. And Timmy English joins us here on the program. Hayes, g'day, Timmy. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
How'd you pull up, buddy, after that one today?
Yeah, pretty good. It was nice to get another run in, and with the longer quarters, it's nice to get a bit of that exposure to the fatigue levels that you get in footy. So, I've pulled up pretty well, which is always nice.
Bit of a different role for you this year. Steph Martin coming into the team, of course, will share the ruck duties with you today. And I saw you go forward a few times. 1-3 could have been a big day out. But what are you expecting from the coach this year with your own position?
I think a lot of flexibility through my own position, whether that's being able to go into the ruck at different stages. And I started up in the ruck for this game, and then was able to get forward, and after Nortz went out of the game, was able to play sort of as a key forward. So I think having Steph is a great addition to the club, and a really good addition for me. And I think it'll be a flexible role between us both.
How much time are you spending on your goal kicking? Because last year I think you kicked more points than goals, and 1-3 again today. Is it something that you're putting a lot of time into?
I couldn't do any more goal kicking if I tried, I reckon. It must have been the breeze that Eddie had that got me tonight. But it was nice playing under the roof again. Unfortunately, didn't convert with my set shots. But, I'll go back and work on a few things in my routine. And, should be able to hopefully save them all for the season.
Now, Tim, your blokes handle the footy a lot. 419 disposals today, and I just look at some of the numbers. McRae 39, Daniel 34, the Bont 32 and 3 goals, Dunkley 32, Liberatore 31, Hunter 27. Is this something that you pride yourselves on? Because you do handle the ball more than most teams in the competition.
I don't think so. I think we just try and use our numbers in the most effective way that we can around stoppages, and whether that's using our numbers by hand or whether that's using it by foot as well. So if we have that space, we like to move the ball forward and into our forwards and give them an opportunity. But if we can get a better look from someone in a better position, then we're happy to give that option and let them make the decision from there.
Great response today from Josh Dunkley, 32 disposals, 11 tackles as well. And he was put under the pressure earlier on the week from his own coach, who said he was just going basically in the first game that he played. But how was it when he rocked up? When a player openly says they want to leave your club, is it a little bit standoffish between clubs, the players and him when he returns?
No, not at all. We understand that that's sort of how footy is, getting a little bit more towards that these days. And as players, we love having Josh in our team, and we all love playing with him. So for him to look at that opportunity, we don't take it personally or anything. So, yeah, we're rapt to have him at the club. And, yeah, it was really good and effective tonight.
Tim English stays with us after this.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Date and a sports update for Nutrien Water, providing affordable water-wise solutions for every home. We're chatting to Tim English from the Western Bulldogs. Hayes?
Now that you are this key forward, who do you love having the ball in their hands when they're coming towards you? Because you've got Caleb Daniel, who's one of the best short kicks in the AFL. And of course, Marcus Bontempelli, very good at finding a target as well. But outside of those two, there may be somebody else. But who do you love?
It's hard to pick one. Well, I have my roommate. I'll give him a shout-out. So Pat Lipinski. Norts and I always talk at home about how we love that connection from Paddy. So, yeah, I'll give Paddy a shout out.
He actually did kick straight today, didn't he? Your mate with his 3-1, your roommate. So he might be able to teach you a thing or two. Only joking. But when it comes to a few of the young guys, like he's only 22. You look at Bailey Smith, mate. What an awesome player he's become in a very short period of time. Last year, I thought he was exceptional. And he's still only 20 years of age. He's certainly done a fair bit in his short career thus far.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's missed a game either. So that's a massive positive for him as well. It shows how much time and effort he puts into his body. And I think you can see the results of that on Instagram if you've ever checked out his Instagram page.
The girls love him.
But yeah, it's true. And why wouldn't they? He's such an awesome player. He plays his role perfectly. And I think you always get that competitive spirit and that competitive fight, which is sort of something that might separate him from some of those guys in the same sort of age bracket. And having that confidence in himself to be able to take the game on is another thing that sort of stands out to me.
You mentioned your other mate, your WA mate, your forward mate now in Aaron Norton. He was involved in a bit of an incident today. How is he? Has he had his scans? And was it the forearm that he's looking at?
Yeah, I think as a forearm, he might have just got a knock on the forearm. I think Bevo said he's fine, so he'll be right. He'll be a little bit sore over the next coming days, but I'm sure he'll be fine for round one.
What's your expectation, Tim? I think that personally, I've had you up there in the top four the last couple of years, that you've underachieved. How do you feel?
As a club, we've obviously pushing and striving to make the best of our opportunities. And I think occasionally we've let games slip that we shouldn't have. So I think it's more around that mentality of approaching every game like we can win and like we should win. So I think we're a strong side, and I think you can see that across all three lines. And I think for us, it's just about playing consistently and making us gel together and getting that chemistry built. And hopefully we can go into the finals again at the end of this year.
And clearly you've got some depth there with Jason Johannesson missing out today, playing in the reserves.
Yeah, we do have good depth, and it have a pretty relatively healthy list as well. So competition for spots is always tough at a footy club coming off a pre-season. But yeah, I think JJ was awesome today in the VFL game. So look for him to take that in his stride and improve on a few things. And I'm sure he'll be back before you know it.
And how are you going with your size? Of course, long term, you probably see yourself going back to that full-time ruck when Martin does eventually retire. But obviously, as a young player, got pushed around a little bit with your body weight. But how much have you developed, and how much more do you need to put on, do you think?
I think it's just a work in progress. I'm always going to have little goals that I want to achieve with my body. At this stage, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at for the progress I've made over the off-season, especially in that role of forward. I think having that mobility is a big thing. And I'm just going to get more confident with my body and more confident in those sort of one-on-one ruck contests throughout time and through experience. So I think I've got a little way to go, and I'll never properly reach where I want to reach, because I always want to improve. But looking to this season, I'm pretty confident at this stage.
Tim Iglesias there. You can visit your local Nutrien Water experts today or shop online at nutrienwater.com.au. And the Kia Sorento, winner of Car Sales Car of the Year. We'll be back with Christina Matthews next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. We had a chat to Jan Cooper in the first hour, and we're having a chat to another wonderful lady who's done so well in her career on International Women's Day, a lady that's been very kind to us since taking up the senior role as CEO of our West Australian Cricket Association there at the WACA. And we're speaking of Christina Matthews, who joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you very much.
Now, for those that might not know, where did things start for you when you decided to take on, I suppose, some of the senior roles that you're involved in today?
Oh, look, I think, I've always been involved in sport as a participant, and wasn't long after I left school that I thought I should try and get a job in sport. I always thought they were my people. And I loved, the water cooler talk about the footy on the weekend or the cricket, depending if it was summer or winter. So, over 30 years ago now, and then I moved into being a professional sports administrator and made my way through various sports and positions, and here I am.
You've been one of the trailblazers, there's no doubt about that, but do you think there's enough at the moment, women in central positions in sporting clubs, organisations, or even on boards?
Oh, look, I think there could always be more. There's definitely not enough women on sports boards. We're making some progress, but I think until we get sort of 50-50, we're really not being serious about it. I think there's a growing number of women in senior executive positions in professional sport. But one of the problems we face in professional sport is people tend to get jobs and not leave them. Unlike in other industries where there's a, 3, 4 or 5 year turnaround, jobs in strong sports are rarities. And so when someone gets them, you're going to have to pry them out with a crowbar.
There is a lot more women these days, though, Christina. I mean, I've just seen the girls take over, to be totally honest, and it's great. And I think the involvement at all levels of the game. When I played football, junior football, in the Hills Association in Parkerville when I was 15, had a coach, and her name was Mrs. Bone, and she coached us to a premiership. So I got a very early understanding of what female passion was like in sport, rather than them just screaming from the sidelines, to actually be out there involved on game day. And I look at Carla Brain and Joanna Corbra, I look at Joanna Davies and Kate Mort. I mean, these are all ladies that are on your executive team.
I think that's one of the reasons we've had success, is we have a nice mixture of gender, but also cultural backgrounds, and everybody contributes in a different way. It makes it fun to go to work, and it's nice to be able to give some other women opportunities to make their mark.
How challenging was it, for you when you, chose to go down this path? I mean, did you find that you were, trying to knock blokes over to get the roles, or did you have to work twice as hard to get roles? Were you accepted? Can you just take me through your own personal experience there?
I worked for a long time for what was Women's Cricket Australia before they merged with Cricket Australia, and I was often spoken to about being a great female administrator. I was always pigeonholed into being good at working with women's sport. Even today, people always go first to what's happening with women's game rather than talking about the sport as a whole. So I think people find it difficult to understand that you contribute to the sport as a whole, not just the gender that you happen to be part of. So, there's been challenges along the way, but one of the opportunities you have is to educate people and to help them learn the sort of language that's appropriate and how important language is in changing people's perceptions.
Christina Matthews stays with us on the other side of this.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
If you've just joined us, we're having a chat to Christina Matthews on International Women's Day. She is the chief down at the WACA here in Western Australian cricket. Hayes?
The last 12 months have been crazy for everybody around the world, but 12 months ago to the day, the World Cup at the MCG, and I was watching the footage today. It's unbelievable, the girls singing on the stage with Katy Perry at the end. It's one of the most iconic moments in sport. Have you noticed since then a growth in the game coming from moments like that in terms of some of the growth and the grassroots sports?
Oh, there's definitely been a growth. It's amazing that by the end of that week, 12 months ago, COVID had taken hold in Australia. And I'm really pleased that cricket stood firm, you know, when summer came around to make sure that our competitions moved ahead, and that AFL is doing that this year. I think AFL learned a lesson when they quickly cut off AFLW last year. And I think if they had their time again, they would have tried to get to the end of that competition, particularly as it robbed Fremantle of a potential premiership. But I think having major sports, of which footy and cricket are, on telly with women playing is such an inspiration to young girls, and it can't help but grow the game. And even though all sports had a difficult time over the last 12 months, we see that part of the sport continue to grow.
Christina Matthews there. Now, slaps and sledges for Sullivan Logistics. 3 votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no.
Carl, I'm going to have a sledge towards Eliza Riley, Justin Chadwick and Bo McDonald. Now, they were the judges in the recent Western Derby for the best player on the ground, and it was Kiara Bowers. Well done to her. She won her third medal. But in my opinion, they got it massively wrong. It should have gone to Gemma Houghton. She had 15 disposals, 5 goals. Now, to put that in perspective, 5 goals between the Bulldogs, the West Coast Eagles, the Giants and Gold Coast across the weekend, they kicked a combined total of 7, and Gemma got 5. It does not happen in the women's game at this particular stage. She should have been best on ground, and that was backed up by the coaches' votes. Both coaches in that game gave her 5, the full 10, and it was interesting to see Bowers finish 4th in the coaches' vote. So clearly got it wrong this time.
Yeah, nice sledge there. A couple of slaps. The first two, the Western Force, who beat the New South Wales Waratahs 20-16 to win their first match since coming back into Super 15. And a big slap on the back for Cameron Green. No one is making more runs than that man. Another 250 over the weekend. Fantastic effort. For Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight experts. Sullivan Logistics in it for the long haul. We'll finish off with a daily roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season continues with match-winning deals.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day and Kia's top 7 for Kia Sorento, winner of the Car Sales Car of the Year. And I have been tasked with bringing up the top 7 this week. And I've gone with my top 7 players out of the community matches that have been played in the AFL. And I've gone with Jack Loney, who booted 4 goals for the Saints. Could have been 7. He was so instrumental, the little bloke, in getting the Saints going. So, Jack Loney comes up at number 7. At number 6, a bloke that has shown his class. He's a West Aussie too. His name is Jordan Clark. 29 disposals, kicked 1 goal too, and just showed some great run. His ball carry was tremendous. He's very highly skilled. So well done to Geordie Clark. At number 5, I've got Dan Houston of Port Adelaide. 34 disposals and a goal. His game just goes from strength to strength to strength, and I reckon he might bob up as an All-Australian defender this year. At number 4, I've got Liam Ryan with his 14 disposals, 3 goals, 2. He was certainly, I thought, the difference in the game, which was quite scrappy between Freo and West Coast yesterday. At number 3, Marcus Bontempelli. His 3-goal performance, 30-plus disposals today to dispatch Melbourne was absolutely awesome. It started off a little bit rough that game, but Bontempelli certainly showed his class. At number 2, a bloke who has made a name for himself, and this is one for super coaches like like Paul Hazelby is sitting across the desk who wants one. Jacob Kaczynski. You got to get a game when you kick 6 goals 3. He did that for the Hawks. He was only playing North Melbourne. Some will say Carwell was only North Melbourne. You got to be pretty good to boot 6 goals in the modern game. So 6 goals 3 for Jacob Kaczynski. He gets my number 2 vote. And number 1 has to be Jaden Short. Anyone that touches the ball 43 times and has the metres gained. He had over 1,000 metres gained.
Did what? He really? 1,000?
Yeah, over 1,000 metres gained. So for me, the Kia's top 7 this week, number 1 is Jaden Short of the Richmond Football Club. Kia, the 7-seater Sorrento, has just been crowned the car sales car of the year. Hayes, let's get into some of the news headlines for Product Script. Pharmacy Sleep Services get tested for sleep apnea.
Zach Williams won't play round 1 week unless he gets off his rough conduct charge. Also, some injuries in the AFL. James Frawley, 10 weeks with a hamstring tendon. Connor Rosie, quick surgery. He'll miss 4 weeks. And Harry Kuehl, sacked at Oldham Athletic after 17 wins from his 41 matches.
All right, beautiful, mate. That is just some of the other news. If you're snoring or waking up tired, you can find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. We'll be back with more soon.